Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? What up, Havoc? Juggalo Rider Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better know about strictly wicked motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Whoop. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalo Rider Radio.
Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin this shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin this shit.
Off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's some teenage girls are throwing fists, cause all recorders losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, you more in it. Fine, it's warm, the dark as fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing guns and chopping something. Turn up on with you and nothing. Must be fucking fucked on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit we skating. Wicked bridges, open bridges, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bring it, dog, just where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it, dog, just where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating up your dick. Twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Whoop, yo, good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Choir Boy of Death, Ghetto G, will be with us shortly. And, of course, tonight marks one hell of a night because, of course, the return of lovely Lady Kitha to Juggalo Rider Radio. And apparently she's going to cough from her bathroom or something like that. But, I guess while we're waiting on Kitha to call in, I said we get the Unholy Mass started. They kick things off with some brand new Twisted. And for those who ain't heard, A New Nightmare, it's sick as motherfucker. I suggest y'all get your hands on it. It's fucking cheap as all hell. So definitely get your hands on it. But here we go with Twisted. Down with us.
They call us strange. They call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us. Whoa.
Temporary pain and everlasting images, just like tattoos that cover my appendages. Practices and scrimmages, stay sharp, rehearsing lines and sentences. The man in the mirror, my own personal nemesis. Pen is out of ink and no paper, now that's a casualty. I spit dextrose, my mouth is full of cavities. Your mind are out of your league, you better call the cavalry. Terrestrial body fall toward the center of gravity, meaning you fall if you battle me too tight to rattle me. Spill your blood on the canvas and hang it in the gallery. Full of substance, so many empty like they calories. Allergic to fake bitches, the doctor called my allergies. And pencil in appointment, accustomed to disappointment. We've been doing our own thing and gaining some new. Infinity and beyond, bro, like what do you like?
They call us strange, they call us twisted, so we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us,
turn their backs on the people who really need it. I'm just stating facts. You need to watch the shit you tan on your back. And me and Jamie, we ain't a couple of hats roaming the industry looking for fat chaps. We're the dopest of what would be, the wicked abstract, and we never going out like that.
Hell yeah.
They call us strange, they call us twisted.
Dexter and Hannibal Lecter, can you handle the pressure when you channel the fester? The evil professor, Lee, you're looking like the past dispenser, tied up in the room with a pentagram in the center. Evil lose like a number one contender. Say goodbye to your champ as I consume the pretender.
They want butcher knife axes and wicked shit. We got blood soaked microphones and we won't quit. They want drugs, bitches in a scarlet crotch, and all of them are down with us.
Damn right.
We are back, and Kissel will be with us here in a few minutes. I guess he's trying to get Trina to sleep. But I guess while we wait, I guess we'll just go on to another track here. You know, I think we're going to play some Killer T. This is On and On, the Joker diss.
What? The Joker? The same motherfucker will be crying on Facebook all the time. Him? He thinks he's better than who? Oh, hell no.
Yeah. You asked for it, baby. Don't cry to your fucking clown, please.
Yo, yo. Listen close, I'm spitting slow cause it's a joke. I rip a flow, just as bad as can hit a note. But listen though, it's the principle my niggas get into you. Not cause they offended you, oblivious. Thinking you the pinnacle, but nobody really feeling you. A cynical madman with a queer hat and painted on his. And you all weird, thinking that you better than a nigga with a long beard. But you not so, so you really need to stop, bro. Not so hot, so hot, so hot, so. Meanwhile, in the eyes of us, your appearance is apparent, you can never be a parent. And a woman would consider you nothing less than a mimic of a real man. Let's begin with the clinic. I ain't started yet, you'll fall from back. Get a whole bunch of shit to get off my chest. Got a couple wax calls, I'll bother res guess. Criticism has a hard effect. Cause you gon' bitch about it all online. Haven't heard a dope song in a long time. You a tough guy, can't smash all my small bras. Just to make her feel better, let's all cry. Fuck off, I don't cry like that. I hate everyone who don't like my tracks. I write on my wall, but I won't write back. Let's make another song where I ride my sack. I'm going tiny jet, but I hide my face. Can't show it without my pain. Who cares about the likes on my page? I was a man on my face. Jay,
yo. Get this motherfucker goes. That was the best in it blows. And I hear him going on and on. Every single fucking time that I'm logging in online, yeah, I'm just alive. On and on, on and on.
I don't even know this fact. Just another quick code of
the news, me first thing I see. Uh-oh, the Joker's mad, I noticed that. He talk shit online knowing the outcome. In the 30 minutes of silence, the best part of your album. I feel bad for your fans for having a stand. For this half of a man, giving half of a grand. Get a rash on my hand for slapping the sand. Kissing ass, taking evil rat in the pants. And I have to address the mess you talking about me and my fam. Two whoops to the truth, that are used to the dudes. I refuse to pollute, but I think I have to. Shit in your Omniverse, shit in your Omniverse. I know you sensitive, so these words probably hurt. If you're an intelligent man, then why you repelling the fans? Keep yelling again and again. Just shut up and pick up a pen. Since you a lyrical god, I'm tearing apart your spirit and heart. You're mirroring art. But have you ever thought this? Us artists was looking for a target. Now we start with you. Some guy in the clown suit. I've been dying to clown you. I'm just ready for round two. Here this motherfucker goes. That was the best in the globe. And I hear him going on and on. Every single fucking time that I'm logging in online. Yeah, I'm just alive.
Back. What up, ghetto?
It was on and on and on. Ain't that the truth?
Man, TNA just got a rude awakening.
Why? They finally shut down.
No, no, no. Stop that curse.
Stop that curse? No. If I was the quote Chris, I would say, oh, they're bringing in another stable to replace the NWO. No, but I didn't say that.
No, because of the fact somebody new just walked in. And, man, it took everybody by surprise.
Is it the August 1st person?
Yep.
And who is it?
Tito Ortiz.
Who?
Tito Ortiz. He was a part of UFC. And we got the 774. I'm going to guess and say maybe Kissa.
It might be. What's going on, guys?
Jeez, you're late as fuck.
Yeah, well, my little kid, you know, my daughter, he won't go to bed. So I'm in my bathroom office right now, hoping that she'll just, like, pass out because she decided to take a nap in the car ride tonight.
Did you just call your bathroom an office?
Yeah. Listen, this is the only place I can escape, all right?
I tend to think of my bathroom as an office as well.
If I could fit a little TV in here, there would be a little TV.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, my uncle does. My uncle literally will spend 2 hours when he wakes up in the morning, like, sitting on the toilet, drinking his coffee, watching the news in the bathroom. He locks himself in the bathroom.
Yeah,
it's like the funniest thing ever.
It's definitely a guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, minus the coffee thing about, you know, well, minus drinking coffee while taking a shit.
Well, yeah, that's a little strange. Yeah.
Where did things happen? So, what have you guys been up to? I haven't been on here in, you know, like, forever.
We've been sinking very slowly.
Yes.
You've been sinking?
Yeah.
Is there a bromance going on?
Wait. How did you get that from sinking?
Sinking.
You know,
thank you, baby.
Whoa.
I'm going to sink your battleship.
No, this just got gay. Anyway.
I'm trying to make you guys laugh. Come on. You can't make laughing.
Well, it was funny, but you made us look gay, and that's just weird.
You're not gay. I know you guys aren't gay. You act like I hate gay people anyways.
You hate gay people?
No, I said I don't act like... You're acting like I hate gay people. Who are you talking to? After the conversations we used to have on here? I don't know why they didn't even ban us off here.
Man, all the shit that we say on here, we get banned for.
Yeah, there's worse shit in the world.
But nobody cares about that.
Yeah, you know. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, so what's been popping off on JR?
Back at the ranch?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on at the ranch?
Oh, not much.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch?
Not much. I've just been chasing some cows, roping some horses.
So you've been humping some horses?
Zombie strippers?
I said roping horses. I don't fucking see a humping, but <they're> roping.
Listen. Do you still have the pocket, you know what?
Oh, damn, she's calling you back out on that.
No. Pocket pussy got thrown out because of Chewbacca.
I don't even want to know.
Man, some hairy bitch made him throw out, apparently.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty scary. Very scary. I'm kind of disturbed by that, actually.
So what's your news that you want to talk about up on here with us?
Yeah, big news.
Yeah.
Oh, I might be being like a guest appearance at Rhode Island Comic Con. I was emailing the guy, so fingers crossed, I will be like a featured model.
Is that the same one that got Maria on it?
I'm not sure. I only looked at the website once. I just met the guy the other day, and They were all very, very nice, so.
So, fuck with that beat.
So hopefully. What about the beat?
I could have sworn I heard somebody's microwave go off.
No.
No, you're just hearing shit.
There's peeping toms in your windows. But no, and I actually just did, a photo shoot for a military charity calendar. Ow, I'm trying to rip the band-aid off. It's not working too well. There's a scab right on it.
Wait, what? You were about to tell us something, but then you started doing
it. Yeah, you know me. Things don't change. You know me. I'm somewhere, and then I get distracted very easily.
We notice.
But yeah, and I'm on a diet. And
yeah.
Pretty much lost all my pain weight.
Yeah,
I'm on a tea
diet.
Yeah,
what the fuck is that?
It's really working. Like, I shit you not, this diet is really working, alright? So there's this tea, and it's called Pu'er Tea. All right, so you don't change your exercise, you don't change what you eat, nothing. Instead of like, okay, yeah, I occasionally drink at night, I'm having like wine cooler right now. But instead of drinking like soda, whatever, fruit juice, whatever, you drink this tea. And like I make it into hot tea and then I'll refrigerate it, make it like iced tea. And you drink it all day long. And what it does is it not only speeds up your metabolism, but it like cuts out like the stuff your body does not need. Totally working. Like, literally, I've probably lost, like, 7, 8, maybe even 10 pounds in, like, a couple weeks. 3 weeks.
Is that what you mean?
And that's, like, me. I love my cookies. I love my chocolate. Pizza. Corona, you know. And, so far, so good. So, yeah, that's my diet.
Hey, Ghetto, why don't you try that diet and see what happens? See if it works.
I'm on that same diet, except I seem to be gaining weight. Maybe it's the wrong tea.
Maybe. You know that half and half, like, you know, tea with the booze in it, that's not really the right one there.
The tea with the booze in it, that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about your regular iced tea.
And no, have you tried that what do they call it? The hard tea. There's some, I tried it the other night. It was actually really good. Who the hell makes it? Hold on, I think I have a can in the recycling bin.
Man, it's probably mics or something.
No, it's not, babe. It's...
Hold on. You mean that hard ice tea crap?
Twisted tea. Twisted tea, that's what it's called. But it was actually really good. I was like, I'm definitely teed out. If my eyes start going chinky, I'll understand.
That's just your normal look.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Before I had a kid. So have you guys had any, like, artists on here? Who are you working with? Like, what the hell's been going on? My computer broke. I didn't have, like, a computer for, like, a month and a half, really.
Well, in the past couple of months, we haven't really had anybody.
Yeah. I mean, we got Flaw coming up in a couple weeks. Well, actually, on this week.
Couple weeks, man. Yeah, next week. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, you know. How it usually goes. Well, that's cool, though.
I mean, that's what we haven't had any.
That's what you're saying.
I was going to say, unfortunately, we haven't had any strains since, you know, we're taking a break from them because of the fact one dumbass we had called him one time, he got us in trouble.
Yeah.
Really? What the hell happened?
He called in and started rapping. And, yeah, they didn't really like that very much. And
yeah.
For the fact that we had him on the phone for too long.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. People are retarded. I swear to God, everybody's on drugs. I literally have, like, no friends anymore.
I haven't had no friends for, like, years, man. I don't give a fuck.
No, I swear to God, like, not everybody, but most people I used to hang out with are, like, 10 kids deep or, like, hardcore into, like, pills and what the hell? World is going to hell. But I still chill with Skittles.
Man, what's up with these damn people posting, like, naked pictures of their kids on the internet? What is this shit?
I haven't seen that.
Motherfuckers got their kids, like, naked in their bed and shit, snapping pictures of them. The fuck? Oh,
fuck.
Yeah, there's way
here.
Too many perverts out there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I understand you want to show them repping, you know? But still, man, that's just... child pornography.
Well, there's a lot of weirdos out there. You'd be surprised the number of, like, child molesters and sex offenders. And
I wouldn't be very surprised.
It's gross.
If you want to talk about that, man, like, half of my street is that.
Yeah. They're all Herbert the Pervert from Family Guy.
Yeah, and then you got fucking Chris Penland.
Man, he just won't go away. He's back again.
I don't know. But yeah.
Well, we had two people tuned in the room, but then they left. The fuck.
I guess they're boring. I should be like trash, maybe. I don't know. Hopefully, I gotta go check on my kid in a minute. Hopefully, she's asleep. She's in there watching Wilfred with me. Like, I like this show. I want to watch a show with you. I'm like, babe, it's Wilfred. Just a guy in a dog costume talking.
I can't even believe somebody watches it.
Have you ever watched it? It's wicked funny. It is actually legitimately,
I don't even know what channel was on to even attempt to do that.
I think it's on FX.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's FX. But it's on demand. If you get on demand and watch it, it's funny.
So have you checked out the ICP theater?
No, I haven't. How is it?
I mean, it's funny, and for the fact that they actually have a chance, you know, make fun of other people's videos, you know, since everybody makes fun of them all the time. But on the show, man, all they do is say gay things. They fucking talk about dudes' dicks the entire time. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
That's a little out there.
Yeah, I think Violent J might be a little, you know, I need to fix that.
I don't know, man. I might have to check it out. Is it on demand?
Yeah, it's on demand. It's on Fuse.
I'll have to check it out. I don't know, man. This whole I looked at the lineup for the gathering real quick, and there wasn't really anybody that impressed me on there.
They actually have some good people there. What are you talking about?
Subscribe.
What did you just say?
I said subscribe, motherfucker.
To what?
I'm subscribing to fucking Mega Massacre.
What the hell is a Mega Massacre?
Right.
This sounds like a bad horror movie.
Megan Massacre, she's actually a tattoo artist up in New York.
Oh, Megan. I thought you said Mega Massacre. I'm like, what the hell are you planning? Don't you tell me you got me on this radio show and you're going to go freaking pull some terrorist thing or something and I'm like hauling in the FBI.
Yeah, because...
I didn't know.
What's happening if you're drinking the Kool-Aid, man? That's all you, man. I ain't going next.
Oh, my God. Freaking... Yeah, she's pretty dope, actually. She does awesome work, too.
Yeah,
have you ever seen, like, the topless pictures of her?
No, but send them my way.
Nobody's definitely going to now.
I'll find. Try to Google them. Search her name and just write her name in topless and see if they come up. If not, I'll have to, like, send you guys a copy.
Yes, definitely send me a copy.
It was a big thing when she was on the tattoo show, and they were like, you pose topless, and... Everybody was like, couldn't believe she did it. She's like, yeah, I did it, so what? Like,
wait, hold on. Is that girl with, like, all the tattoos on her head?
No.
Yeah, she's on New York Inc.
I don't think she
has any on her head. She had, like, red hair, right?
Wrong person.
Yeah, she's got red hair, and I can't find a top with something. Just finding her in fucking bikinis and shit. So send me a picture.
I will. I've actually, I don't know. Seems pretty cool. I'd love to have her tattoo me.
Yeah, she can tattoo me in.
Yeah, tattoo you where? That's the key. little lower. Oh, man. I miss laughing.
You miss laughing?
We used to have, like, some really funny conversations on here. Have you guys asked anybody the Walmart question recently?
We've asked a few people. I mean, we haven't gotten as good as answers as we have with, you know, Chris Calico.
Yeah, I think, wasn't I on, or did you guys interview him again? I thought I was on for his interview. I still think he had the best answer. I don't know. We had some pretty funny answers.
We don't get. I think one question I think we should start bringing back from now on is the whole penguin question that Kiss always asked. If they could be a funky penguin, would they?
No, are you down with penguins? Who the hell did we have on that night? It was like someone pretty well known and. I was like, are you down with penguins? And he's like, no, not really. I was like, all right, this interview's over or something. They were like, what? I'm like, man, I'm just joking. But man, you should like penguins. I still have a penguin costume. I'm just like 100 pounds lighter. Things like a freaking probably go down to my ankles right about now.
Okay.
You never saw me pregnant in the penguin costume with the big hatchet man on my pregnant stomach?
No, I saw it.
Yeah. Before I popped with Trina, I was like 220 pounds. Now I'm like maybe 130, if that. That's like 90 to 100 pounds lighter. That's freaking scary.
Yeah.
That's scary? Why is that scary?
To think I was that big. You know what? I couldn't see my ankles. I had a heart attack. I was pregnant. I don't know if I could ever do it again.
You had a heart attack? Well, I guess you pulled through it.
I guess so. Yeah, right. My real payback's right now. Oh, my God. My kid is really smart. Like, smarter than me sometimes, smart.
Oh, man.
There's like...
That's easy enough.
But no, like, shit that comes out of this kid's mouth is like, how do you even know about that? Like, it just freaking cracks me up. Last night I was at my aunt's house. My cousin has a 3-year-old too. And so they're laying on my aunt's bed, and we kept, like, making noises through the window. Oh, my God. My kid came out blipping out on me. She's like, Mom, I know it's you. Stop messing around. And slams the door. I was cracking up. I'm like, how the hell does she even know it's us?
Well, she is your kid.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have a new phone. Big boost now.
I feel sorry for you.
I actually like it. So far, so good with it. I have a smartphone, so.
I mean,
like, way too much.
I had Boost, but I was like, fuck it. So I sold my phone.
Yeah, see, I got a Galaxy S2, so.
I had a Galaxy Rush thing was fucking retarded.
Yeah, that phone's pretty fresh.
But now I have a free phone from Vogain Assurance.
Sweet!
Yeah, you gotta pay shit for it.
You know, you can get like T-Mobile or something. My aunt found, my little cousin, because she gets that. She found it at like a T-Mobile. Anything you can put a SIM card into, I think it's T-Mobile that they work with. She found her, like, a BlackBerry on clearance for $8, and they put the card into it, and it works.
Oh, unfortunately,
so
I don't have the phone name.
I'll have to ask her. It's either Virgin Mobile or T-Mobile or some phone companies, but you can get, like, a different phone.
Well, Assurance is actually through Virgin Mobile, actually.
Mm-hmm. So just get a different Virgin Mobile phone, because don't they give you kind of a crappy phone?
Yes.
Yeah, so just look on eBay or something. Just swap the SIM card and you're good to go. I wonder if she's asleep yet, if I can sneak back in there. Otherwise, we'll have a little one co-hosting. But you want to switch into a track?
We can definitely do that.
See if she's asleep.
Yeah, we can do that. I'm just looking to see if she's got a SIM card or not. But nope.
You know, you're curious.
Yeah, but there's no SIM card, unfortunately.
There's not a SIM card?
Nope.
That's weird. I'll have to ask my cousin how she did it. I'll figure it out. Where there's a will or a way. Or I'll YouTube it.
YouTube.
Unless she has the other one. Isn't there two? There's the Sharon's, and then there's some, like, other one that's, like, free.
SafeLink?
Yeah, maybe she has SafeLink. I thought she said she had insurance, though, but maybe not. I don't know. I know for kidding. Idea.
But
yeah,
we're going
to track.
All right, here we go. Little White Jelly Roll Twisted. One of them days.
I don't give a fuck. Feel collected. wake up, I'm running late. Just to tell the boss when I'm on my way, I can't get fired today. Man, I'm broke, I'm fucked up, only got a couple dollars. But I'm hungry, I'm hungover, guess I'll go right to McDonald's. And the line's so long that it pissed me off a little, bitch. I want a McGriddle with some sausage in the middle. I pull out of the drive-thru, I don't wanna go to work. Hit a turn and spill some fucking orange juice up on my shirt. Man, my boss man is a jerk, my old lady's tripping too. She's always nagging and bitching about the shit that I don't do. Told me that I'm white trash, now I'll never take out the trash. But the way I feel today, you can kiss my ass, talk.
My boss man been tripping lately,
I don't give a fuck.
JJ and be like, Daddy, what's this?
Man, way to go, Ford, man. Ford's fucking up.
Because
that girl posted up her number or whatever, saying to text her or whatever and shit. And Ford goes in there talking about how he's going to harass her. And then now that comment is going.
What, Ford's in the chat?
No, he said that in the street team group thing earlier.
Oh, geez. Ford's a funny fucker. He should call in. I should have texted him and told him to call in. I haven't talked to him in forever.
I told him to call in. He said he'll be asleep.
Tell him to wake up. Listen, I'm awake. I'm probably half asleep, but I'm awake.
I don't know, man. What the hell's going on with that dude? Is he sick or something?
Ooh, Ford? No, he just has a family and works. And...
No, I mean, I don't know. He posted something earlier. I don't know, some crazy shit about him puking and whatnot.
Geez,
maybe he's pregnant.
You don't pay attention to your own friends.
Dude, listen, there's like 2,000 people on my Facebook. I cannot even fucking deal with the messages. I cannot deal with anything. Please, I logged into Blog Talk tonight. I have 167 unread messages. I'm like, what the hell is this? I didn't even know you could message people on Blog Talk.
Why do they message you on Blog Talk?
I have no idea. I haven't even read them yet. I don't know if it's like what the hell they could say. With my luck, it's probably penis pictures. I put my kick out there, and I posted that one night, and this real cool dude hit me up, and he was like, yeah, you must get a lot of dick pictures. And I was like, actually, I haven't gotten any yet. I swear to God, he jinxed it. Like, a couple hours later, this dude from, like, South Africa sent me a picture of his dick. I'm like, are you serious?
You say from South Africa?
South Africa. Like, I'm like, how the hell do you even know who the hell I am? You're like, from South Africa. Like, sends me a big old freaking... Actually, it wasn't even a big old. It was just a dick pic. So I block him. Then some other guy is all trying to, like... I don't know if he was drunk or what. Trying to hit on me. Another dick picture. I'm like, way to jinx it. Ended up kicking the guy back, and I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. I should just take a picture of, like, a dildo and send it back. And be like, and just give them, like, a wink or something and creep them out. And maybe they'll just stop being perverts. I don't know.
Doubt that.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know why guys would try to hit on a girl with a dick picture. Have you guys ever done it? Like, I think this girl's hot. I'm going to send her a picture of my wang. Like,
no, but Havoc almost fell in love with a transvestite.
All right, Havoc, we need to pause everything. I need to hear this whole fucking story from point A to point B back to C. All right, like...
No,
he can tell you. He can tell you the story. Go ahead for it.
Yeah, because, I mean, at first I didn't realize, you know, she was a he, because, you know, she looks way too much like a she. And then all of a sudden I find out she's a fucking transsexual. I'm like, no. But, I mean, come on. I mean, like, shit, even ghetto would tell you, yo, she looks way too much like a chick to be a dude.
Yeah, the thing kind of looked like a real live Bratz doll.
The thing looked like a Bratz doll. Oh my goodness! So did you meet up with this person?
No,
I sure hope not.
Was it like strictly like an internet like conversation, or did you go out to dinner and like go to get it on and be like, whoa, there's something extra there?
Yeah, that would never happen. No.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a problem with anybody like that, but I think you should be straight up, like, off the bat. Like, hey, you know, I'm attracted to you. By the way, I look like a woman, but I have a penis, you know? Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you could just look at the gender.
What did the profile gender say? Did it say male?
Yes.
And you never noticed that or what?
Because of the fact, I never bothered to even look at the the profile gender isn't like until like, I saw a post of it saying she's a she-male. I'm like, what? Fuck that. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think it's real fucking confusing, man.
Yeah, it really is.
So what did he say when you called him out? Like, hey, we've been talking, and you have a dick, and you didn't tell me.
I didn't even talk to her. Like, I was like, I mean, I talked to her
once.
You
were just like, whoa, you got a dick block or what?
Pretty much.
That is like a legit cock block. Like, you got a cock, and I blocked you.
Because, yeah, man, forget he found out that it was a dude, and that was about it.
Yeah, and then I ran away.
I mean, what more can you do?
Oh, my God. Only you have it, man.
Yeah, he has that weakness for hitting up every female. And, well, you know, backfired this time.
And you had no idea. It really backfired because, you know, I was looking at her up and be like, hey, tell it, yo, you look fucking sexy as all hell. I'd fuck the shit out of you. Then all of a sudden, there's a dude. Fuck out of here.
Your back was almost fired. I don't know. That's a pretty messed up story. I hope it wasn't my cousin. My cousin has recently come out that he's a crossdresser. And this is the shit I deal with. So my cousin
some
recently
comes
out.
Marilyn something. Or some
no.
dude named Marilyn.
I don't know what he's using for a female name. I don't know. But he's working at Hooters. He said that Hooters is going to pay for half of his boob job. And he legit told me he works at Hooters, dresses like a woman, and guys hit on him and think he's a woman. And I'm like, dude, you're going to get killed. Like, you need to be straight up and be like, hi, I'm glad you think I'm hot, but I have a penis. Like, some people will swing that way. But you're going to end up in the freaking dead or something, man. There's some people that don't mess around out there. You're like, I don't know. I think we should all have barcodes on us. That's my theory.
Man, I saw this picture where they had the girl's birthday on her back. So you can see how old she is.
I think if everybody had barcodes, this is my theory to life. I think if everybody had a barcode, then you can meet somebody and see what kind of person they are. Like, oh yeah, you screwed all my friends. It's never gonna happen. Oh yeah, you've been in the clinic. It's never gonna happen. Oh yeah, you really don't have a job and you lied to me and you don't have a car. It's not gonna happen. Wait, you have a penis, see? If this bitch had a barcode, you would have known right up front. I think everybody should scan, and we should all have scanners. You know, like Stop and Shop has scanners. You know, you go through the store, you scan your shit, you check yourself out, you're good to go. I think we should have them for bars. You go to the bar, you scan all the potentials, see how much of a jackass they are, and what you don't like, you don't buy. Like, just saying.
Well, when you go to the store, it doesn't tell you if you like it or you're going to like it. It just tells you the price.
And we're not hitmen here. We don't need barcodes on the back of our necks.
No, but if you could pull up, like, a quick profile of, like, certain things, I mean, everybody has, like, a certain type of personality to them. I just think it would make things a lot easier, you know? Because there's a lot of shit that'll make it or break it, you know what I mean? I think you should have, like, almost like a life profile. You should have, like, if you take it or not, if you have kids or not, you've been to jail how many times for what, if you really do have a car. I think it would be interesting. And if you're a drug addict, I think that should be another thing. If you are a drug addict, you should have that pop up in your neck. Have you guys seen that movie with, what was it, In Time maybe, with Justin Timberlake, where they all have, like, barcodes on their wrist?
But that's for their life, man.
Well, I'm just saying, friendships, dating, it would all be better with barcodes. Even money. How many times have you gotten drunk and lost money? What if they could just, like, scan your neck? But, like, I got money in the bank. We're good.
That's
you don't have to worry about them not paying you.
That's why you have a cell phone. You can call your bank, man. you're too futuristic for us.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I think it's a great idea. We wouldn't have to carry around wallet, nothing. Babies are born and they get tattooed. Sounds good to me.
That doesn't sound good to anyone.
If you can come out of a vagina, have your umbilical cord cut and, like, adapt to this whole new life, I think you could have a little barcode on your neck. It probably wouldn't be, like, a tattoo. It could probably be, like, some type of stamp.
So you're going to brand them?
I don't know. I'm really thinking about this now. Like, if we had barcodes, how would you brand your children?
Like, what the fuck, man? I didn't realize we were really on a farm and shit, you know, branding shit. Now we're branding babies.
Yeah, what the hell?
Cattle, cattle, newborn, cattle, cattle, newborn, newborn.
You kids.
Hey, I'm just saying. Makes way more sense. Even your pets. You lose your pet, they have barcodes, too.
Yeah, but see, that's, that actually happens.
Yeah, but they have chips in them. Maybe
yeah,
we should
that,
put chips in people.
That actually happens. But you can do that. You can actually do that.
So why doesn't government do that, then?
Man, I'm sure they did, man. Why do you think they always know where we're at?
I don't know. They're probably listening to us right now, and I'm the FBI, like, kidnapping me because I know all their deep, dark, dirty secrets.
Well, the internet does.
What chip? What chip? The one in you. We know about it. Oh, I don't know. Life is crazy. So
yeah.
Aside from the show, how have you guys been?
Oh, we've just been wonderful.
Yeah, I've been working my ass off. He fired Chris. You know, he quote unquote quit.
What are you doing for work? What are you doing for work?
I work at a grocery store now.
Doing what?
I'm a cart boy for Price Right.
That sucks. I'm sorry. You got a health farmer's hand going on?
Wait, what about a farmer's hand?
Yeah, like, if you, didn't you just say you get the carts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for some reason, I thought you said a farmer's hand.
Yeah, farmer's tan. You never heard the saying farmer's tan? From being out in the sun, you get those weird, like, clothing tan lines.
I've never heard it put like that, but...
It must be a Boston thing. It's because I talk McCall and have a job with the squirrel.
Man, I know what the hell a farmer's tan is.
But yes, I only get sun tans like on my fucking hands or arms. Nowhere else, because we're not allowed to wear quote unquote fucking shorts for some odd reason. It's not professional.
Why don't you just get like a banana hammock, wear like a Speedo in there, and just start dancing in front of your manager?
That'd
and
be
YouTube
a job,
it.
And probably it.
Yeah, but the money you would make off YouTube would probably pay for the rest of your life. Because all you need to do is do one, like, stupid thing on YouTube, and you can be, like, paid for the rest of your life. Look at the most, like, jackass talent that's found on YouTube.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Buck Wild. That was, like, the craziest show I've ever seen.
That wasn't even a hit. That shit was retarded. And then that dude
all he did was do like redneck stuff and get drunk. Like
then that dude
when
went
younger,
then that dude went and
did.
Killed himself and then that was it.
That was like he was like crazy though. I don't know if he got into drugs or whatever is the real story about that, but they were freaking crazy. I like the swimming pool, though. The swimming pool they made out of the dump truck, that was definitely pretty cool. I was like, but to climb on the roof, it's kind of like a lot of work. Like, okay, you jump off the roof, into the truck, then you're going to climb out of the truck. You're going to climb all the way through your house, up the stairs, out the window, on the roof to do it again.
What is she talking about?
You guys saw the episode where they took the dump truck and they lined it with mattresses and, like, tarps and shit and made a swimming pool in the back of a dump truck?
Unfortunately, I did see that part, yes.
Yeah, that's, like, too much fucking work. I would have just gotten in her tube, made a drink, and just sat there. Like, fuck you all. You know, can run around and run through the house and get everything wet and shit.
Interesting.
Yeah, but... go figure. I find a very interesting pocket pussy up on Adam and Eve's up adamandeve.com.
What the fuck?
This is what happens when I get on JR. We get like. Do they have like fur color?
No, but it's called a hot and nasty pierced pussy.
Pierce? Where? Where is it pierced? How can you pierce something this fake?
Here, Kissa, I'll send you the link if it lets me.
Oh my god, I need to get to my computer.
Did she really ask how you could pierce something that's fake?
Well, listen, I'm not talking about fake nipple piercings on breasts here. I'm talking about it like a real fake vagina.
Wait.
A real fake vagina.
I have a question for you. Since you
what
know,
is that?
You've been pregnant, you can probably answer this one better than anybody. Okay, if a chick has fucking implants and she gets pregnant, will her tits still grow or will they still stay the same?
I didn't even know that one. You get all silicone in there. What the hell are they gonna do? I don't think they can grow. I don't even think you can produce milk. I think when they put the implants in, it probably takes your milk ducts out. I don't know. I'll YouTube it later. I'm going to be thinking about that now.
Man, I think Havoc got the whole
Facebook. I'm
going to
be like, laying in bed at like 2 in the morning. Like, if you're pregnant with breast implants, what happens? It should be on like a Snapple cap.
A Snapple cap? What the fuck?
Oh my god. Snapple facts of the day. Did you know when you're pregnant and you have fake titties?
No. It was more of a question. Like, we want to know. We don't know the actual answer.
Yeah, but it would be the answer on the Snapple cap. But we can't say either or right now because we do not know this answer.
Well, somebody got to know.
Yeah.
Speaking
I'm gonna post it up on Facebook and be like, listen, do any bitches got fake titties? Like, you know.
Speaking of stupid shit like that, what the hell does the U and the Z stand for in lose or whatever the fuck you pronounce that shit, that L-U-L-Z? What does that shit stand for?
What the hell are you talking about, the U and the Z?
You know that bullshit that fucking people be typing out instead of LOL, that L-U-L-Z?
Laughing under lunatistic xylophones? I don't know. What the hell? I've never heard anybody say that. L-U-L-Z? But I feel old now, right?
Man,
I have no idea what the fuck that even means.
She lives her life on the internet, and she's never seen this.
I don't live on my life on the internet. You just appear everywhere, I guess. I don't know. But what does it really mean? What does L-U-L-Z mean?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
Now we need Google number 2. I need to get to my computer. Listen, we need to play a track. I got to pee, and I got to go on the internet and find these answers.
Well, we can
definitely
do that.
Track.
What track should we go with? You know what? Fuck it. I've probably already overplayed this one already, but I'll play it again. I think Gail G already knows what I'm about to play.
No.
Mama said knock you out.
Of course.
Now the question is Kiss it back with us yet? If not, I'll play another track.
Is anybody back with us?
Sorry, my phone was muted. I'm talking to you guys and you can't hear me.
You jackass.
No, I'm a yakass. Get it right. Yakass. Okay, so I really Googled this. And I wrote, can you breastfeed with implants? It says, yes, you can most likely breastfeed with implants. There are some women who are unable to breastfeed with them, but that's because of the age of the implants. Newer ones allow for the ability to feed our kids. So, yeah, I guess you have milk that comes out of your boobs.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, the question was, if a chick gets pregnant, she has implants, will her tits, still grow or not?
Well, if you produce milk, obviously they would, because you'd have milk ducts. And when you get the milk in your boobs get bigger. So, of course, they would get bigger. Where the hell is the milk going to go? Right?
In your mouth.
You're peeing out milk or what?
Oh, yeah, and I hope you enjoyed that take I sent you.
I haven't looked at it yet. I'm still looking what L-U-L-Z means.
Wow. Well, what does it mean?
L-U-Z is same as L-O-L. The definition of L-U-L-Z is same as L-O-L, quote unquote. That doesn't even say what it means. What does it really mean?
Yeah, really.
This is insane, but, like, what does it mean? Did some idiot just say, oh, I'm just going to say L-U-L-Z because I'm drunk and I don't know how to say L-U-L?
And this motherfucker needs to stop adding me in the fucking pictures. I don't want to be adding your goddamn pictures. Go shove them up your ass.
Alright, on answers.
The Juggalo Movement.
It's a stupid way to write LOL, which is just somebody thinks something is mildly funny that I doesn't constitute a laugh or even actually abbreviation of a laugh, but more a simple LOL. It doesn't even fucking make sense.
Yeah, they just tell you that it means laugh out loud or lots of laughs. That doesn't explain the U or the Z.
That's what I mean. You can't just quote unquote say it means LOL. Like, no, we're getting to the, listen, people listening in, if you call in, you know, and know what L-U-L-Z means.
Yeah, come on, all you little dumbass kids out there that say this shit all the time. What the hell does it mean?
Yeah. Please tell us. And
what
we will
the
give you
Okay, this is from UrbanDictionary.com. LULZ. Listen to this. Okay, this is great.
I just clicked that.
Beginning is a... Do you see the brain pot?
Go ahead,
beginning
man. Tell
is us. Beginning as a puerile variant of LOL, LULZ was originally an exclamation, but is now often used as a noun meaning interesting or funny internet content. LULZ is one good reason to do anything, from trolling to rape. After every action taken, you must take an epilogical dubious disclaimer. I did it for the LULZ, quote unquote. What the fuck?
See, nobody can give you.
This is pioneered by Encyclopedia Dramatica, famous for posting a fake Craigslist ad and listing the personal info of those who responded. Why did he post a suicide note on LiveJournal before killing himself? I hear he did it for the LULZ. This is just like a bunch of retarded people. Anybody who writes LULZ is a retard, and they're like, rape.
You gotta use that when you're raping somebody, I guess. Nice.
Is a troll. They do anything from trolling or rape. I'm going to write that on Facebook. I'm going to be like, if you say L-U-L-Z, you're a rapist or a troller. Get the fuck off my friend list.
Well, we know that it has to do with trolling, but as for the rape thing, yeah, I'm not too sure.
I'm typing out right now. Let's see what we can get. Not really, man. Really mean. Hold on. Hold on, I'm typing it on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
I should order some fucking flavored condom.
For what? You need a bitch, man.
Yeah, I mean, hey, think about this. At least this way.
Hey,
if I
get
my chicken... Think about this, you know, as long as, you know, for like, you know, when I do find a chicken, as long as she's not hairy, I'm prepared. Yeah, there I get some fucking flavored lube.
What the fuck?
That actually might work better in your powder town over there, you know? You get the fake Peterson, the fake thing, you know? Add some fake flavor. Put a clock around it, you know?
What the hell are you trying to say?
I think she wants me to eat out of fucking pocket pussy.
Shout out to Shakes, oh my god. He commented on my thing and said, apparently you can breastfeed with fake boobs. Oh, and LULZ is just like LOLs. I did it for the LULZ, LOL. No, LULZ, man.
Nah.
Don't LULZ me. It just, see, that sounds like a rape term. He LULZ'd me. Oh my god. I think I'm overtired.
I don't think so.
I think so.
No.
I'm posting this up both my pages. I'm all about the LULZ right now. I really need to know. This has to really mean something. People just don't want to get out. Try Yahoo. Maybe if I type in secret.
Type in secret.
Whoa. Go back to Yahoo. What are you doing? This is not working on my TV. Yahoo.com. I'm going to be like, secret. LULZ meaning. If not, we should totally make a meaning. And just convince the whole world that it means that.
Well, just because I just posted it up on YouTube that I just re-downloaded.
Wow.
I can barely hear it. Is that the Funky Penguin?
Yep.
We are Funky Penguin in it.
Yeah, I got that too.
Yeah, I found the re-edit of that shit apparently.
There goes my weak ass rhyme on it too. Bonnie J's stupid ass is on here too. Hey, remember that girl that couldn't rap?
Yeah, I remember
a lot
that.
Of those.
Yeah, but this bitch definitely couldn't rap. She was horrible. She deserved to be shot. Did she just say like a hook of teeth?
I'm a hooker with teeth. That's probably a good thing.
Whatever. Whatever you want to say, she said.
I'm just saying. And then, of course, she got signed up again, Dragon's label, and then they kicked her off.
That's because he was trying to have sexual relations with her?
Yeah, I know. Pedophile.
Sexual relations. Definitely think I'm overtired.
Aw, poor Widuki's,
Listen, I'm still awful to the LULs being.
You're never going to figure it out.
Dude, I'm telling you, I say we make like a secret slang for it and like post all the internet, like all these search engines and shit.
Oh, yeah, what could it possibly
and we can
stand
claim,
for?
We'll we'll claim we started it. Like, no, we started it. It really means laughing under something, something. What the hell is fucked up thing? Is laughing under lunatic zombies. Over like the Walking Dead thing.
Wait, Havoc, who was that one person that asked us if we prayed to something? What was his name?
Zod.
There we go. Laughing under something Zod. There we go. Yeah, yeah. Laughing under Lord Zod.
Oh my god, they have another, the driving force behind all actions ever, quote unquote, why did you set those blind people on fire? Oh my god.
Who you set on fire?
This Urban Dictionary is actually kind of funny.
Is it because it's urban?
LULZ, the root of all terrorism? Like LOL, except Lulzier? LULZIER. Something is generally done to generate said LULZ. Like, man one, why did you drive your car off a cliff? Man two, I did it for the LULZ. Like, what the hell? And then there's an ad. See anyone's arrest record?
Okay.
It's checkmate.com.
Here's another one for you, man. What the hell does LAWL mean?
What is it? LAWL?
Yeah, it's just like the one we just told you to search.
To search cast in manner of LOL? Laughing on. No, we can laugh a whole lot. That's kind of dumb. But at least that's a definition. Laugh a whole lot.
Laugh a whole lot? What?
Laugh a whole lot.
Yeah, that just sounds retarded.
Hey. I'm just like, I don't know. What does noob mean? Noob characteristics. Noob. This Urban Dictionary is pretty funny.
Did you just say noob? That's what happens.
Noob. Common noob characteristics. One, nooberish. Two, where to find noobs. Behavior of noobs. Noob religion. More about noob habits. No habitat.
Wait. Here's an even funnier fucking LULZ fucking shit. Dude, it goes, BTARD1. Dude.
What?
Why'd you come on your sister's face and then post pics? I did it for the LULZs.
Well, that's like that's like this disturbing video I saw earlier of is a dude dancing all, you know, sexual with his grandma.
Ah, him.
Like what is the fuck?
So I'm generating random words on here now. So it pulls up Penchan, PENNCHAN. This is a phrase code for marijuana. Teenagers in Japan have named it after a kid from ancient Japanese folktale. Oh my god. Gonna be Penchan? Seriously? It's pretty funny. I've heard it called a lot of things. Asian, the race with the hottest girls. I bang Asian girls.
That is definitely not true. Not true.
Like, you can rate these. I'm like clicking random words.
Well, type in random words and then search for videos, though.
What about this? THIJS. Thijs? An unbelievably hot Dutch person. Oh my god, you are hot, but you're not Thijs. Thijs, he's a fucking large Dutch knob and gets educated by Jewish teachers with skull caps. He also likes the FILS, and he's one badass motherfucking hot Dutch kid. Thijs is a rather large cock, that's why Libby likes.
Are you speaking English?
Hey, I shit you not. I'm putting this shit in the chat. This is like... people are weird.
Can't even understand what the hell you're talking about.
Look at the link, man. Jeez.
Not in the chat, man.
Well, the best thing on Facebook.
I'll go check out the link. Then I'm back in my room. Tripping over
my
shoes.
I want to deez you.
You want to sneeze me?
Cloud said he's going to get dopey. I haven't talked to those guys in forever.
So you post something stupid up and they all come back.
Yep.
Come on. We always, like, go on random tangents like this. It starts with LULZ and ends up with, like, hot German people. You can add a video. Dude, how the hell can you, like, I want to add words to this. Like, make up wicked dumb words. Like, you can add your name.
I want a Selena Gomez pocket pussy.
This is post on ghost poop.
Ghost?
Ghost poop. GHOSTPOOP. The king of all poops. In which one goes to wipe one's nether regions after letting one fly. One discovers, much to one's surprise, that there is nothing on the paper. The single most satisfying bowel movement that a man is capable of. Oh my god. Are you even serious? Ghost poop? No, that's really funny. I don't know. I'll put up the link for ghost poop.
Grandma, do you
want to
dance with me?
I don't know. Ghost poop. I get way too amused way too easily. I need to start using, like, these slang words. Some of them are dumb. Some of them are pretty funny, though.
I should go to New York. Just get a tattoo from Plug In, Mega Massacre.
Yeah, did you ever find that picture?
No, I've been waiting on you to send it to me.
Dude, are you even going to find your, like, porn for you, really?
What the fuck?
I know what you're going to do with this.
Dude, that's hilarious, man. This girl walked in on this dude. Was like, ah! And he turned around and smacked her in the face with a frying pan.
I need, like a flare picture.
No, not a frying pan. I mean, like, a cookie sheet. That was hilarious. It's almost as good as whenever that that dude smacked his brother or whatever in the face with the keyboard.
I can't believe I'm really looking this up for you, Havoc.
Well, I tried finding it, and it brought me, like, all these blonde chicks with fucking tips. And Megan Fox naked.
I don't get it. Hold on. What the hell are you talking about? Fuck y'all already.
A picture of Cher Lloyd because she's not naked.
Of course not.
Hold on, it's making me log in. You guys put me on these like random tangents tonight. Hold on.
All right, hold on. Let me try this again. You know, I wonder if I can find a Selena Gomez
pocket. You kind of see her. This isn't the picture that I was looking for. Oh my god. No. All right, hold on. This one you can see it, but no, she had like full on ones. She just took them down. Hold on. Now I'm on like a porn mission.
Man, what the fuck is her name?
Megan Massacre.
That's her sucking away. Okay.
That's not her. That's Megan Fox. What the fuck?
Yeah, I saw Megan Fox show up.
Yeah, we don't want Megan Fox. We want Megan Massacre.
Let's see. It was like a really old model, like when she, before she was even on New York Inc.
I don't know, man. That's fucking her right there, man. She ain't even got no titties. There you go.
Yeah, she's got like black hair covered in tattoos.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
There's like one picture, but you can't even like see it. It's like tiny. There's one.
How come in all these other pictures it looks like she got boobs?
Maybe she got a boob job and can't breastfeed.
What?
For the record.
Yep, that's her.
Here you go, Havoc. There's the link.
She got some small ass boobs with some big ass nipples.
Yeah, that's fine by me. I fuck her anyway.
Havoc, you say that about every female. And even
hey, let me come on, babe.
even transvestite.
Oh, hell nah. I will not fuck a transvestite. Never, ever, 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 ever gonna happen. Not even for fucking L-U-O-Z.
Are you sure?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that didn't work because it just brought me to fucking Yahoo.
Click the link I sent you, man. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that one.
Did you get the second one?
That ain't the second one.
Sent you another link.
Did you get mine? I sent one.
I got yours. It sent me to fucking Yahoo search.
I can't, you know, I can't, hold on. I'll just save the picture. Where the hell did it go? Save image.
I'm trying to figure.
You on Facebook?
If Megan, that's what looks bad with the black hair or the red hair or her orange hair.
All right, there you go. There's your picture for the night.
There's her ass, too.
Yeah, Megan Mesker looks sexy as fuck.
That girl ain't even got nothing.
Full now?
She don't got nothing going on, man.
So, Kissa, did you ever look at the link I sent you?
No, I haven't yet. I'm too busy trying to look up porn for you. What'd you send to me, Facebook?
Yep.
No, Blog Talk.
Probably. Weird things
happen.
Put
a fucking Blog Talk and send nude pics to people. probably get banned as a host.
Save $10 instantly when you sign up for email today. Did you get that? Then it would only be $25, not $35.
Yep. That's why I'm going to use it.
Isn't that
weird?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, looking on here, like,
See? There you go, because there is your pierced pocket pussy.
Yeah, I don't need one of those. Well, maybe a piercing, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like it would heal. Did you try eBay? eBay has an adult section. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Now I do.
I'm going to look. I'm going there right now.
I'm about to join you. eBay! Well, I mean, I know that you can get fucking Playboys off of there, because...
No, they have an adult section.
Yeah, I know that. I bought
adult
a couple of those.
Only. Hold on. Dude, you can probably get it even cheaper on eBay.
Yeah, not really.
Dude. I'm a bargain shopper. I'm going to check this shit out right now. Okay, all right, yeah,
you're going to find a bargain pussy for Havoc, all
right. I'm your pimp.
May as well find his ex-girlfriend.
Dude, $13.19 with free shipping for a pocket pussy.
It's probably used.
Dude, it's not used. It's brand new.
No.
Sure.
Want me to see how much a pierced one is? Hold on, I'm going to type pierced.
Yeah, see, I don't want some used fucking pocket pussy. Sorry, no.
What
but there's one that glows in the dark.
There you go. You never lose.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. It's like lime green and it's fierce. Dude, I wish I had a wang.
What the fuck?
Dude, no, this thing is the glow stroker. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And now she wants, and now fucking kiss her, which is that she had a fucking dick.
No, dude, you gotta see this thing. I've been trying to, like, post it up in the chat. Oh, man, I'm sending you the picture, though. Hey, it's only us. This is slow night. I didn't make this live until last night. Alright, let's see.
I'm going to bookmark MeganMaster.com.
Let me know when you get the picture.
All right, I'm bookmarking MeganMaster.com. Because I just might fucking actually hit, try hitting her up and, I don't know, try to get her up on here for an interview.
Yeah, and then she's going to hear about us talking about her and be like, oh, both of
us. Yeah, racing to hear that.
Yeah, she probably won't mind. Feature. A glow-in-the-dark pocket pussy pierced.
Dude. And how cheap is that? Like $14. I told you I'd find it cheaper. And it glows in the dark. How cool is that?
Yeah. Like Gil G said, I'll never lose it.
That's like that. It's like that practice pussy.
Turn the lights off. Your mom walks in. What's glowing? Nothing.
Man, it's like,
a lamp.
It's like them glow in the dark condoms they have.
Dude, I want a sex swing.
Did you say you want a sex swing?
Yeah. Not like a porn of it, like an actual, you know.
Did you say make a porn of it?
No, I looked it up and I was like, porn of it.
Well, I found Kiss's, fucking,
there's
shifter.
A body couple sex swing, like you put it around the dude. It has to be one strong dude. That's like riding a dude cog girl in the air. Pretty interesting.
I like how this picture says, tag a friend, and there's no tag button.
Well, you know. Did they have, like, a sex swing hanging in their house, and they're, like, trying to sell it? Do you know how many fluids are on that? Why would you buy some of these used sex swings? That's just weird.
I really don't think we need to answer that.
They're like, yeah, we just used in a few porns. Here you go.
No, maybe if it's used in, like, an Alexis Texas porn or something, it would be a different story.
or Sasha Grey.
She's kind of boring.
Anybody yet? Hey, Morgan.
Oh, my God.
One sexy as it belongs.
She said, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. All right. My mind is, like, totally gone for the night. This L-U-L-Z-N and freaking baby shamble.
Yeah. Her brain's on overload. She can't think this much.
Yeah.
Not.
Apparently she's looking
baby
up a
shambles
baby.
Shambles is on our Urban Dictionary. Yeah, I get naked pictures of Megan Masker.
There you go.
Totally not awkward.
Oh, you like it.
Yeah, see which one of you can find Megan Masker on eBay.
on eBay. I don't think she's on eBay.
Find out.
So yeah, I think I'm gonna go to bed now that I've like sex shit all on my computer.
Are you porn addict?
I have a mascara vibrator. That's just fucking weird. Like, I thought like lipstick was weird, but a mascara vibrator, really? Can you imagine being drunk with your friends and be like, hey, can I use your mascara? And all of a sudden it's just like vibrating your eyelash. You're like, what the hell?
No, not so much. I don't use eyeliner.
Oh my god.
Hey, looky, looky. I found hooky. No, I'm kidding.
Looky. Look at a horse, nooky.
better fucking see. Ink Fashion Magazine, February 2013, featuring Megan Massacre.
What is that? A porn?
What?
That's Ink Fashion Magazine.
Who cares?
Rebel Ink, Ink Slingers, featuring Megan Massacre. It, I think I get paid after fucking Walmart takes out their $55. I actually just might order a couple of these issues.
But yeah, on that note, I'm going to get some sleep.
Ma'am, will you just leave already if you're leaving? You said that like 5 times.
I know, and now I'm like looking at all kinds of like random shit on eBay.
You see what
I'm
you
like,
did, Evan.
Yeah. I don't know. But, all right, well.
Good night, Kissa.
Night, Kissa.
Yeah, I'm going to crawl into bed and you have fun with the, you know, UrbanDictionary.com. And,
see you next Thursday.
Globe, JJ. Anybody still tuning in, if there is anybody? Don't say LULZ.
Where the hell's all your minions
at? Or you're a yak ass. Dude, I just made the flyer last night. I'm like slacking.
We need to get on your shit, huh? You need to get your minions in.
Yeah, because like, have you made the flyer yet? I was like, shit, no. I'll just make it my profile picture. We'll be popping next week. Well, ciao. But yeah, all right. Good night, guys. Okay, let's
goodbye,
talk to next Kissa. Week.
Hang up the
night,
phone.
Later.
Go.
Bye. Ciao.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right, man. None of her minions showed up.
I know.
But that was an epic fail.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Okay, so. We love you, Kissa. Is he still in the chat room?
Man, no, we don't. don't lie to her.
You know, Ghetto, I think you should hit up fucking Selena Gomez up on Facebook and see if she has a pocket pussy.
I hit up one of the Selena Gomez's on Facebook. That's my friend here, and she never answered me.
I mean, come on, but, like, how funny would it be if, you know, if someone actually made a pocket pussy of Selena Gomez?
That'd be one type pussy, then.
Yeah, that's still a virgin. Man, yo, fucking... Twisted has some fucking dope ass gear though up on their site.
Yeah, but it's too fucking expensive. Comes out to be like $30 and shit.
Yeah, I know. And they ain't got no black pants up on there. What the fuck?
What? No black pants?
Because unfortunately, at work, all you can wear is fucking a white shirt and black pants. So, I was kind of hoping to get find some black Twisted pants and get those.
What do they do? Say Twisted on them?
Shit, why not?
I said, what do they do? Say Twisted on them?
Probably.
Probably.
Wonder if I can find the Lexus Texas upon this thing.
On what?
eBay.
Yeah. She got some DVDs and pictures up there.
Yeah, now all she needs is a fucking pocket pussy and some shit. And
I think she might actually have one. She might have one.
Let's see. Nope.
Really?
It says, retry your search word with fewer keywords. Pocket pussy, Alexis pussy, and Alexis Texas. let's see, you got a fucking Alexis Moore fucking vibrating pussy. I don't know who the fuck Alexis Moore is. But that's one Alexis Texas.
Lisa Ann or Jada Stevens, Gina Michaels, Sophie D.
But nope. Let's see. I think we need a track.
Yeah.
To go with. Chef, okay, you know what? We were just talking about her. We'll play her music. Nah, fuck that. I'll play some fucking Hallows in. Let's go with Lights.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a hard day, but so clean.
and we're back.
Yeah.
And just now it's just down to us.
It's always down to just us.
Yeah, pretty much. Yak ass.
Bastards.
Yeah, you yak asses.
But apparently she said she tunes in every time I post something, though.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, neither do I, but, yeah.
So, since Chris is no longer with us, do we really need to keep Gangsta here with the Hot Girls page up?
No.
Edit page. Man, how the fuck do you even delete a fucking page on Facebook?
Hey, delete a page on Facebook. You don't.
Well, that doesn't help any.
Well, you don't.
Let's see. Manage admin roles. Remove page. There we go.
What page are you removing?
Gangsta with the Hot Girls.
I thought you meant the song, man. Why are you deleting my page, fool?
Man, that fucking song has been gone for a while now.
Man, that page had at least 3-4 likes. What are you doing?
Yeah, 3-4 likes. It's probably just me, you, Chris, and fucking Spaz.
No, I think it was just some random person.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. It's me, you, Gypsy, and Bial Gulmidi.
What the fuck?
That's the dude's name. Bial Gulmidi.
So, that person that keeps hitting us up on the JR page, addicted to lyrics or whatever, is he on the mixtape?
No.
Is he gonna be on the mixtape?
No.
Okay.
I mean, do we really need him on the mixtape? We've already got 21 tracks.
I'm just asking since he said he wanted to be on it. And you hid the message.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be on it.
Okay, then. But here, we can play a new Cut Mel King track, though, if it'll play.
Let's find out.
Yes, it won't play. Fucking computer. Refresh your shit and press play on Cut Mel King's Defy Gravity.
Refreshing now.
A nice smooth jam for all the stoners to smoke to. Like Havoc, so they can get all giggly.
I'm still waiting for my $53 to come in through fucking for my phone and shit, so that way I guys go buy me a bag or two. Or three.
Yeah.
KMK.
Y'all.
Now, did we, now did you abbreviate it or just upload it as Cottonmouth Kings?
No, it's under Cottonmouth Kings.
There we go, defy gravity.
Sometimes nothing is everything. Who's gonna catch us when we
And we're back. Trying to decide on who I want to win this match, Emma or Paige.
I don't know.
I think it's Paige. Page the one. That must be too much of a distance.
You damn kids.
Good, because I want to see Paige whoop some ass.
All right, peace.
Peace.